Hello.
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No. How long is this going to take?
It will take 5 minutes at the most. I'm going to make it really quick.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote?
Yes.
You're likely to vote? You're definitely voting?
Yes.
And with which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
I'm not registered in a party.
Sure. And what is your main racial background, white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
I'm white, and I associate as white.
What is your age, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 6 to 65, or over 65?
18 to 45.
And this is just for quality purposes. Are you, your gender, male or female?
I associate as male.
And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Right direction.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in the city government, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance cost, affordable housing, floating sea level rise, and environmental resiliency?
I can only give you one answer.
Yes, please.
Traffic and congestion.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that may be familiar, but that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to name the following people. Christine King, will you be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Francis Suarez? Would you be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Aileen Higgins? Would you be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat or very favorable?
Very.
What about Raquel Regalado? Would you be favorable or unfavorable?
I'm on no opinion.
What about Miguel Gabela? Would you be
no
favorable
opinion.
Or what about Daniela Levine Cava? Would you be favorable or
favorable?
And would that be somewhat or very favorable?
Very.
What about Damian Pardo? Would you be favorable or unfavorable?
Is he the one that kicked out Croyo? I think so. So favorable.
Would that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
And what about Keon Hardeman?
Oh.
Would you Would you be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
And what about Manolo Reyes? Will you be favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Very.
What about Joe Carollo? Carollo?
Extremely unfavorable. The max. Whatever you can put for most unlikable.
Okay. If the general election for presidents were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate.
Donald Trump.
Trump.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting.
Definitely.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years and older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be a definitely or probably? Will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor of that amendment?
I'm definitely voting.
Okay. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health.
We're in support of this.
In support of it? And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
And there may also be... City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixture-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend a term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding to require at no cost to the city. Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
This referendum restricts the development?
No, it allows the development.
So then we're in support.
And would that be a definitely, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, would you approve or disapprove of that? You would approve?
Yes.
And would that be somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly, I strongly approve that.
What about allowing office space to be included? Would you approve or disapprove?
I approve strongly.
And would that strongly approve?
Strongly.
What about reducing the overall amount of development?
I'm against that.
Would that be
strongly.
A somewhat or strongly?
Super strong.
What about creating a new public waterfront and a pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay? Would
strongly.
You approve or disapprove?
Strongly, strongly approve.
Okay. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina parts of the project have already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
So this referendum restricts the development?
If you would be in favor, it would allow it to be.
I'm in favor.
And would that be definitely? Okay. Okay. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most of what you heard at this right now? Just a quick sentence.
For the Watson development.
Overall, when the call started.
Voting against abortion.
Restriction, against abortion restriction.
And what is the one thing you dislike most of what you just heard overall?
Joe Carollo's name.
Carollo's name. Would you be more likely or less likely? Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal if it would make no difference?
Strongly in favor of any candidate who votes for this development.
There's another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also known as Watson Island and deals with Junco Island. As you may know, Junco Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is a eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against
yes,
this referendum?
Strongly in favor. Strongly in favor.
And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island and Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? Would you say I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island, or would you say I support the Jungle Island proposal but not the Watson Harbor proposal, or would you say
I support both.
You support both? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am now going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I believe it was Trump.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too slowly.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You both have a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you. Did we win anything?
In this case, it will be just a survey, but we do have a future surveys where you could definitely win something. We'll be getting back in touch with you, okay, sir?
Amazing. Thank you.
Great pleasure. You both have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.